This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at protectabed.com. Vape World, the premium online vaporizer store. Get 10% off with code MMA10. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode
393.
My name is Billy Bob.
It's Thorntonage. Back here with MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Welcome to the show,
fans.
What's going on?
You carrying some hooker's blood around your neck?
Hooker's blood?
Yeah, you're Billy Bob. Wasn't he carrying Angelina Jolie's blood in the vial?
Oh, Billy Bob. Yeah, he was. Blood? Was it blood?
I think it was menstrual.
Oh, seriously?
I don't know. So but if you're going to carry blood.
Might as well carry that.
Might as well be menstrual.
Yeah. No, I don't have any hooker's blood around my neck.
It's too bad.
Sadly. Maybe next week. Can you arrange that for me?
Yes, I can.
Can we extract said blood on the show? Is that violating some sort of HIPAA law?
Can you squeeze an orange and go?
You can.
Orange juice from an orange?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
So you can squeeze blood out of a hooker? Oh, my God. The analogy. We're going to hell. Okay.
This is how you want to start these things? What the fuck? I try to play it cool. You guys to play this game.
Okay. You have any MMA news for us?
Let's talk about UFC on Fox 30. So apparently, this was the lowest rated show in the history of UFC on fucking Fox. Can you believe that? And
only on Fox?
Why?
Ever? Probably because it's.
It was a solid card.
It was.
On paper, but what's going on, man?
The middle of the summer. I feel like people don't care about UFC. Like, you know, even my friends who were into it before,
yeah.
They don't want to talk about it. They're kind of just like, meh. There's not... You good? Quicksilver.
It's oversaturated, right?
What? Yeah.
Fighting. Much, you get fighting every day of the week.
Is it World Cup burnout, maybe? I don't know. It could be a few things.
It could be the summer. I think you're right on that one.
Summer's, you know... Summer, we need,
summertime
like...
Sadness.
We need big blockbuster shit in the summer.
You get that summertime sadness?
Sounds like a song.
I got that summertime sadness or whatever. Maybe it's madness.
Sadness. Oh, that's a female singer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to this?
It's fucking just going off the rails. I should drink it. I'm gonna go get another beer. If this is the kind of show we're gonna lead in with,
I don't know what's going on. Here.
I don't know either. Let's go back to.
I'm trying to pull it back in.
Okay.
The song, summertime sadness. Who is that? I know that singer.
I don't know.
She's a female. Not Florence and the Machine. Something similar.
I don't know.
Lana Del Rey. Yeah. Yes?
I don't know. I'm not into all these
bands. Yeah, back. I mean, I did not watch the card. I saw the highlights. You know, saw the finish. Jose Aldo.
Well, let's start with the Joanna Jędrzejczyk. So she gets the win over Tisha Torres, and she had some words after the fight that I want you to hear, and then give me your feedback on her.
Hey, champion, I respect you. And
talking
I give
about
you
Rose.
But bow down. Bow down on your knees. Because I'm the real strawweight queen. Maybe you won the first fight because of someone's mistake. It was not my fault that I lost this fight. I was going to win with you and I won last fight. And you know this. So bow down. I respect you, you are the champ. But I'm the strawweight queen. So don't say that I have to say that you are the best, because I will never say this. You are the champ. I give you this credit, but you are not the best. So it's a shame on you that you're saying this, that you're asking me to do this. Bow down. And shame on her, you know, her coaches and her, they were like, we didn't win the fight. And after that, they were saying that they won the fight. Come on. Shame on her what she said in the octagon after the fight. She said that I said she was a fluke in the first fight, but she was. I paid for someone's mistakes. And after that, she said, I just beat her for the second time. She didn't do that. That's the point. And it's not my excuse. I'm the best. And people trying to define my fighting career after my last two fights. They are wrong because I've been in this business for 15 years. So check my legacy, guys, before you're gonna judge me.
Okay.
Bow down, Ingo!
Taking a page out of the Vanderlei Silva book.
Wow.
Taunting. I gotta say, I'm aroused.
Okay.
Quite the voice there. Kind of hot, like in a short little...
Bow down,
feisty
Ingo!
Little,
respect your queen.
Respect your queen.
The fuck?
Like a little bold pit bull.
Semi-delusional,
huh? Rat terrier.
I did not lose.
I don't know what's going on.
Is she like Chael Sonnen?
Maybe.
Is she becoming Chael Sonnen slowly?
Could be. I don't know. I'm not that excited about this commentary.
You don't give a fuck that she's lost twice to Rose and still thinks she won both fights?
She's delusional. Obviously, she's been beaten senseless enough times. I mean, I got to say, like, I follow what she's saying, kind of, but half of what she said doesn't make any sense. I'm not sure if she's, like, if it's a language barrier.
No, I think it's the CTE. I think she's been punched in the head too many fucking times.
Doesn't know what's going on. But, you know, I respect that. She needs a flashlight next time.
Yeah. Flashlight. Lights off.
Yeah.
I can stop. Jose Aldo versus Jeremy Stephens.
Face that way?
What happened? Yeah, she needs to. Something, man.
Well, Aldo, you know, well, the liver shot was the story of the fight.
Yeah, like he had a couple. And
yeah. Down goes Stephens, and, you know, I didn't really expect it to go much differently. I still have a hard time with Aldo and his mustache, though.
The rape stash.
He looks so rapey, and now he's got, like, a little bit of hair. It's very, like, 70s rape. You know, like, I don't know what's going on
there.
Is there
a difference between 70s rape and 80s rape?
Cocaine is a difference.
Ooh, what kind of cocaine?
Pablo
Escobar?
White powdery kind in the 80s. It's 70s, I think, is more about the psychedelic drugs.
Yes.
Ooh, riders on the storm, you know. Cocaine is more like hair bands.
Miami Vice. You're driving fucking Lamborghinis and...
Yes, exactly. But I thought Aldo looked okay. I got to say, a little bit slower. You know, not quite, you know, the young Aldo that we remember. But, you know, who's left in the division for him? Ortega?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a clusterfuck. Both these classes. Let's move right along. Let's go to main event. As I show my disdain for that fight.
Like he doesn't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about
that fight.
He
has no comment. He's just like, when are you done talking so I can go to the next thing? Go ahead.
Because I want to ask you. So we have the Dustin Poirier versus Eddie Alvarez fight. A lot of controversy again. So,
stand up, right?
Yeah, Eddie's in a... Well, there's a couple things that happened. He grabbed the fence. Eddie grabbed the fence twice. Then he fish hooked Dustin's ear a couple times, and the ref pulled his fingers off. And then he's got Dustin mounted, and he looks over at the corner. A corner calls for an elbow, and Mark Henry throws a 12-6 elbow into his hand going... Elbow. So Eddie Alvarez drops a 12-6 elbow on, devastating elbow on his shoulder. Mark Goddard stops the fight, or pauses the fight, gives him a warning, loses position. Is that the correct call in that chain of events?
I think the rule book, I'm not clear on, but I feel like they should put him in the same position, no? Should they stand them back up?
Should they stand him back up? Well, I think it was cumulative. When you looked at, well, he just grabbed the fence twice. Okay, he's fish hooked his ear twice.
Yeah.
And now he's throwing a 12-6 elbow, regardless of where it landed. I mean, in my book, I like less rules, and I'm okay with that happening, but it is a rule, and I think so he did the right thing.
Throwing the elbow is considered a violation, even if it does not connect?
No, it connected, but we always thought it was just to the head. It's actually anywhere on the body.
Oh, wow.
This is the official term.
The cack and balls?
Yes. But, so that happened, and then Poirier, in the next exchange, goes on to his finishing sequence. In the finishing sequence, he kicks
in the balls.
Alvarez square in the ball sack.
Square in the balls.
And then there's nothing, because the refs is like, fucking, it's a melee, you don't know what's happening, he's teeing off, and, you know, Poirier looks like a world beater, Eddie looked like he maybe should have taken some more time off, he didn't look quite right for this fight.
Yeah, yeah, the thing about Poirier for me is, like, he's so hot and cold, he reminds me of, like,
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, Cowboy Cerrone, same story, like, hot. cold, hot, cold. It's like, what's going on? I don't understand if it's a mental thing with him or just the matchup, but sometimes he looks really great, and other times it's surprising to me. He looked really good in this fight, I thought. So, you know.
So in those last 18 months, he's beaten Jim Miller, Anthony Pettis, Justin Gaethje, and now Eddie Alvarez.
Pretty solid.
Yes. So is he in line for a title shot now? I mean, he's calling out Khabib afterwards, obviously, and he's wearing his sunglasses inside while he's doing a press conference. I'm off of Team Poirier.
Did you say Alf?
I'm off. Or whatever it is. I'm out. I'm off. Whatever that word is. I want no part of wearing sunglasses inside. If Dustin Poirier, Tony Ferguson, no fucking part of them.
Okay.
I'm out.
I hear you, man. The sunglasses, it's a little bit pretentious. But I will say he's in line for a title shot. I will give the man his title shot. Although there's talk of this Conor McGregor thing happening. So do you think that's going to happen? Because he ain't getting it if that's the case. So
will it happen? I kind of say no. I think it only happens if Conor needs money. I don't know if Conor needs money.
Oh, the way he's spending money. But because Poirier and Conor already happened.
Yeah.
And Conor finished that pretty handily.
Yeah.
And I think Poirier has a shot, potentially, to beat Khabib, maybe.
If, I don't know, man.
I like his striking. Yeah. You know,
he's looked like a massive 155 out there. Yeah. Like he looks super long when he's throwing that left hand.
I feel like Poirier does better against wrestlers versus strikers. So I don't know.
Wow. You just say anything. I feel like he does better when he fights women. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to have to check his record.
It is a true sports commentator. Totally not.
I think we should just, let's just not watch fights anymore. And let's just come on the show and just make up shit and talk about whatever. I feel like this guy does really good if he fights on a Tuesday. And unfortunately, all the UFC events are on fucking
Saturday. I was like
Saturday.
Trying to think, like, when was the last time I remember Poirier fighting? And I was like, oh, Conor McGregor. And I'm like,
it's like 3 years ago.
Like,
the fucking
like
last 18 months
better
Jim
against
Miller,
wrestlers.
Pettis,
Gaethje, I'm gonna have to look it up.
Fucking Eddie Alvarez.
I bet you I'm probably right too.
What?
You gave me all this shit, and I'm probably right.
What?
That he's better against wrestlers. But continue.
Well, you could just consider. Would you consider Alvarez a wrestler? He's kind of, but he doesn't really.
I think he is.
Gaethje is, but he doesn't use the wrestling. He's a standard banger.
Standard bang. Fighting out of Coconut Creek, Florida.
Hey, I need to get a beer.
All right, I'm looking this up. This show is completely just gone. Okay, yeah, Eddie Alvarez.
If I need to.
Jim Miller.
How many wrestlers are in there?
Well, I think my theory's been thwarted. Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry, fans. Let me just do this. I'll punish myself by drinking my beer. Okay, and staring into the camera.
Did we win?
Dead air. What?
It's not dead air. I'm still talking when I'm over there. You can't hear me.
I'm punishing myself drinking beer because I don't know what I'm talking about. Totally. He's back with a beer, though, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn. I got these fancy new ones. They're golden. So I got to drink them fast.
All right. Let's get out of this thing before we do any more damage.
Did you win?
I lost.
Okay.
It's pretty much up in the air. He wins and loses.
He's half and half.
Equally to strikers or wrestlers. Equally.
I can't say I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, sorry.
No, me neither.
So I will just say, I think I've said it before, this Dana White Tuesday Night Contender Series is the best thing on TV right now as far as combat sports go.
Really?
It's fucking 2 hours. You're in and out. 7 to like 9 o'clock. I think there's 5 fights. I'm already out of breath. I had the asthma. I walked over there and came back, and I'm fucking out of breath.
Man, you did some
Thank
cardio,
you, asthma.
Matt.
No, it's asthma.
It's asthma.
Are
the smelling salts helping the asthma?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
But let me just say, so we had Nick Newell was fighting on this card.
Yes, what were your thoughts on Nick
missing
Newell?
A hand. Well, I wanted my oldest daughter, who's 16, to come down and watch the fights with me, specifically that one. There was another fight on that card. These guys were just beating the fuck out of each other. Probably the best round of the entire series.
Yeah.
And a great fight. And I forgot the guys' names, but you should check that one out. There's only 5 fights, so one of them was
Is
awesome.
Is it on Fight Pass?
Yes.
Great.
And then So Nick Newell fights, and in the past I was always going, man, I don't think this guy should be a fighter, and now I finally figured out why. You know, I'm going to say it, and it's not fucking appropriate or whatever, but that shit's gross to me, man. No. I don't like seeing a guy missing a hand fight.
No.
Because that's all I'm looking at the entire time. It's like a freak show to me.
Can he hit anybody with that hand?
Yeah, he's nubbing people, and then sometimes he locks up a guillotine and you can't peel his hand off because there's no hand. But he's got a way to hook it so you can't quite get it off. But the other guy clearly beat him, and I forgot the guy's name, but he's the wrestling coach for Team Alpha Male.
Yeah.
And he just railroaded Nick.
Nice.
So there's no, is he going to be in the UFC? Because, no, he's not. He lost the fight, so he's out, but... You know, personally, I just can't watch that. I can't watch it.
Yeah, I saw a picture of his face. It looked pretty jacked up.
Yeah.
So you're not a fan?
No. And I think that's what I figured out. It's just weird to me, and
it's
I can't
vanity.
Watch it.
It's grossness. You don't want to see...
No, and even how he was trying to defend. I mean, he actually carried it high the whole time, so he was kind of defending with it, but shit's still getting over it.
Okay.
So, I'd say watch this series... Tomorrow night, there's some more.
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Yep. What else is going on?
Well, we got some fight announcements. Yoel Romero versus Paulo Costa.
Like, that's a weird one. I thought Yoel was moving up to 205 because he's missed weight twice.
Apparently not. We're going to try to do this at UFC 230 at Madison Square Garden, November 3rd. It's been announced, but not official yet.
I have a feeling it will be official in the next couple of days, though.
That's weird. There's one guy who's going to go up to 205. And let's talk about, no, they were talking Chris Weidman versus Luke Rockhold at 185. Second time they're going to fight. It makes no sense. But, again, Rockhold said he was going to move up to 205. UFC's forced him back down if he signs. And then we had Darren Till versus Tyron Woodley. And Darren Till just missed weight, but now he's getting a title shot. So maybe the UFC should go backwards. I think they should push everybody down a weight class.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Let's go the opposite. Let's make more weight cutting.
Perfect. I like it. I like it a lot. I have a prediction.
Go ahead.
I feel like John Jones might be back in the mix here at some point. You guys are, that's maybe why they're not.
Afraid of the 205?
Maybe they don't want to, maybe nobody wants
to point.
Be up there because John's coming back, and who wants to fuck with that? I'm pretty sure nobody does at this point. So, although
it's a valid point.
I agree that I think John's best bet is to go after Cormier at heavyweight. Because it would be more entertaining for all of us if that were the case.
Yeah, for sure.
But I wonder if that's part of it. I don't know. Or the, I don't know. I'm not a fighter, so I don't know if there's an appeal in being able to keep 20 more pounds on. You know, if there's some kind of an appeal there. Or if it's to some guys, it's actually detrimental. Is it slow? You're more powerful, but you're slower. You know, I don't know.
Well, it seems everybody that's moved up has been semi-successful in there. Yeah.
Seems that way. Not Johnny.
Well, he was... That's a USADA problem. That's not a... I'm cutting too much weight kind of problem, but...
Baconators.
Yeah. Weird.
You can blame Wendy's solely for.
You should have. That would have been great. Man, it's like this either
sued
stock
Wendy's.
Drop.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man.
Yeah. Also, this is interesting that Ferreira.
Candy maker?
No.
Did he make lemon heads?
He was flagged for an anti-doping violation back in like 2016.
Yeah.
And it appears that he is suing in Texas. The company for $1 million, citing that they should have known what was in their substance and that fighters would be taking it, and that they did not do a good job revealing what was inside. And USADA actually did give him a reduced suspension even before all this, because
so stupid.
Because basically they're saying that they did find like seven different kinds of substances, Ostarine being one. I don't know what that does, but Ostarine being one of them, which is on the ban list.
Ostarine. That was, I think it was Frank Mir too.
Same thing?
Yeah.
My question
is bullshit.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel about this? Like,
well, if it's a tainted substance, it's, again, nobody should be serving any kind of sentence. And I think that's what Josh Barnett was talking about, because he was on the Rogan podcast talking about his whole thing, and just saying that USADA is just this punitive entity that basically their goal is to catch as many people as possible so that they can show, hey, we had X amount of tests, we flagged this amount of people and penalized this many people. So that's their whole goal in life. They don't care about if it's right or wrong. They just care about catching people.
I see.
So that's why he said, I am done playing this game and I want out.
Okay.
And for all these other guys, it's tough. Tainted supplement, and you're going to serve anywhere from 6 to a year for a tainted supplement when you did nothing wrong.
Good point. So should guys not be taking supplements at all?
No, they should be taking all of them. I just don't fight in the UFC.
Okay.
And what was the other point in there? Oh, the suing the supplement company. Someone else was suing him. This is the second guy. I don't know if it was Barnett that sued the company. Someone else did. So I want to see.
Didn't Yoel Romero?
He might be.
Yeah. Yoel Romero's on the list. Barnett's on the list. Those guys already sued. You're right. I forgot the name of whoever that was.
I want to see what happens, because wouldn't they have a good case if you've tested it out and you could say exactly, it's not only you've tested it, USADA also tested it and proved it. You could show, wow, I've been out of work for a year. Here's the three fights that I didn't get to fight. Plus, my name is tainted. Mm-hmm. Like, look at all the guys. You'd say Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
What do you think about if I say his name?
Cheating.
Right.
Broken leg.
Dick pills.
Dick pills, exactly. Dick
pills. It's normal, right?
It's normal.
All that shit. So I don't know how much that's worth, but I think if it's a jury case or whatever, they're going to side with the fighter.
$1 million?
They might even go $10 million. What's the max? What can I push? 25.
Whatever. The lawyers get some cut of that, so probably that's why it's $1 million. More, they're like real estate agents. The more they can sue for, the more they get
paid. Take a straight percentage. I think it's 33.3 in perpetuity. They always work that in somehow. Mike Bond tweeted this one out. He said, Jim Miller has been booked at UFC 228 and will become the first fighter in UFC history to reach 30 octagon appearances.
30?
Did you know that?
No, but I know that.
Holy shit, man.
I know he's been fighting a while. But he has not looked good in the last year and a half, 2 years.
I'd say 5 years. But
that long?
Well,
maybe.
I don't know. That's near over there.
But I kind of feel like it might be time for him to stop. You know, he just hasn't looked himself. I don't know if he did have Lyme disease, right? He was. He was the guy like 3-4 years ago. So I wonder if
he might have the HIV. That's just a rumor.
I mean, I know that's a tough thing to battle against, and that could be part of it, but
his wife looks like Big Bird.
Big redhead.
I don't know. You pointed her out at the one event. Like, it's all you, man.
Thought she was quite fetching.
Like fetching crackers.
Like a bird.
I don't know. I don't know. We're getting crazy. Anyway, stop. Let's keep moving. Did you see the Demi Lovato OD'd on heroin?
No.
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, she OD'd on heroin. I'm wondering, does this go back to Luke Rockhold because he was dating her?
Oh, he was. Maybe she's just sad about it.
I mean, it's like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago they broke up.
Oh, doubtful.
Yeah, I think she was doing meth beforehand and then OD'd on fucking heroin.
Solid. Mix all that stuff together.
It's a good mix, right?
Solid. Uppers and downers at the same time.
True. Uppers, downers. Lefters, writers.
Where are we? This
hey,
show.
Ingo, speaking of uppers and downers, why don't you talk to me about Renzo Gracie? What happened? Was he in a fight?
Yeah, 1FC. Renzo had a fight. And
how old is he?
He's like 52. One?
One.
51. He looks like he's still in decent shape. There was not a lot of action in the first round. It was a little bit boring. In fact,
it's a lot of inside leg kick and fake jab from Yuki Kondo.
Yes, and both
they got a yellow card, right?
Both got a yellow card, and then second round, there was a couple. There was a short exchange. Gracie looked like he hit him with a right, maybe another right, and then ends up winning via rear naked choke quite quickly.
Yeah, it was like weird because Yuki gets on the ground and apparently has no defense for his neck and
no.
I'm just going to say it right now. That fight looked fishy as fuck.
I agree with you. I think...
From the Yuki side, not from the Renzo side.
No, Renzo I mean, maybe it was thrown, maybe it wasn't. I mean, maybe they paid him not to do much. He looked kind of very inactive.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Good for Henzo. You know, it's nice to see an old guy win.
Yeah, did it say, is he going to continue fighting? I mean, you know, I talked to Hoyce when we had dinner with him, and I asked him, hey, are you done fighting? He's like, I was done fighting 10 years ago, man. Yeah. I don't know if that's the same about Henzo. Henzo seems to love fighting.
He does. He seems like an old school warrior. He's just one of those guys that wants to be out there competing crazy. He's either going to do it in the cage or in the street, you know?
Yeah, whatever gets in the way.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, I just saw some UFC fighter got into a street fight in December. He was a featherweight. Yeah, I forgot what the guy's name. Not super popular, but it's him, one of his friends, and some other kid that he doesn't know, and then two gang members walk by. One of them takes a swing at the kid that they don't know, and then the UFC fighter confronts one of the guys. They start going at it. They fucking smash up against the window, plate glass window breaks.
Oh.
And then when it's all said and done, the UFC fighter, like, three of his fingers are super lacerated and almost severed, so he had to get those stitched. And I think it was couple months before his fight.
Did he end up fighting?
Yeah. Oh. And I don't know what the results were.
Did his finger stay on?
Yes.
Good.
That's always important.
It's important for your fingers to stay on. Not see that. Yeah. Let me bring to your attention one more thing on this fight card in 1FC. We had a weird submission, and on the broadcast, I believe it was called a rear naked chicken wing. But actually, you said it was...
Well, Josh Burnett's just saying it's a fucking hammerlock, man.
Yes. Performed by Joshua Passio, and I don't think anyone's ever submitted anyone via this way. So the video we're playing right now.
Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, I've done that to people just fucking around.
Yeah.
I remember doing that in college, just hammerlocking someone because I'm like, this probably doesn't hurt. And I put his arm back there and I pushed up. And the kid's like, yeah! He's like, he was crying. Like, man, I'm sorry. I didn't think that really hurt.
We learned the defense on that, remember?
I don't remember.
Remember in the Krav Maga class at Flow, when the arm is like this, you're supposed to shuck your hips and get it.
I don't remember that.
Remember that one? I remember that.
I kind of zoned out because that training was kind of It was meh.
It was like decades ago.
It was. It's 2009 on that thing. That was probably 2010.
It was at least like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, it's a while.
We're old, man.
These things happen. I know you saw it, but I'm going to ask everyone else. Have you seen Paige Van Zandt's gash? It was nasty. That's a huge gash. You were showing me. We were both looking at this earlier.
Nasty, man. She looks like Frankenstein.
Yeah. That's a good 12-inch gash.
Sad.
Apparently, she's had broken arm, and this is her second surgery on that same arm. And I thought they took a piece of her hip or another part of her body and use that to like fuse in there to help set everything correctly.
Wow.
I don't know. Do you fight again after that kind of shit?
I don't know enough about this injury to know if the stuff heals better or not. Because a lot of times broken bones heal stronger. But I don't know in this case.
Well, can't we just put titanium or something in there?
Yeah.
Because if you're shaving off something else in me to put in my arm, I'm going to pass. That's a hard pass in my book.
Adamantium.
Yes.
You like Wolverine.
Something, man.
Yes.
You got any other news?
I'm all tapped out.
Let's do some ass and nuts. Hopefully this will rotate right through. Perfect every time. Is it time for a light heavyweight tournament in the UFC? There's a lot of question marks.
It appears like that would be a perfect time, and then John Jones can fight the winner.
Right, and then maybe all these other guys could get in the game.
Yeah, I like this plan. Do that. Make it happen.
Oh, man. We got to go to the cell phone for a video.
It's going to be racy.
A little bit. We'll see if this one pulls up. It's always hit or miss with these fucking things, but... Mm-hmm. To amp this up. So would you do this with your son when he gets a little bit older?
What are you doing? Take some mace, spray it in our fucking eyes, and then we're gonna box it out, motherfucker.
Think I got a face tattoo?
Oh,
I hope it's fake.
It's like five times the size of the other guy.
So they just got maced up.
What kind of stupid shit is this? Would I do this? No. High or what?
I don't know, but
I would not do this, Matt. No.
And then run to the showers, right?
Seems ridiculous. That man needs to get on a treadmill.
He needs to do something.
Lay off the chicken wings. I would not do that. Those are huge icons. Oh my god. Matt's icons on his phone are like that. He's got, you know, most people have like 20 icons in multiple rows. He has three rows.
There's like four.
Okay.
I like it to look old school, like okay. The iPhone 5
okay.
And my iPhone 6.
Okay.
I'm old school, you know.
I hear you. I like that.
All right, who wins Tweet of the Week? So let's start. God damn it. I got to go back to the phone again.
Again?
So this is Rough and Rowdy tweeted this one out. This, oh, hey, easy. How do I have two things running? So they said, man, the keys to winning Rough and Rowdy. This is heavy bag training.
Ooh, titty punching.
Yeah, look at that.
Those are fake titties. You can't be hitting people in the titties. What if they pop?
That's like Misha Tate. I could watch that all day.
Those are obviously fake.
Yes. So we had that one. Heavy bag training. Mm-hmm. And that Mog one says, everyone can turn off the internet and go outside to play now. I found the best meme. So it's Freddie Mercury. And he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Mm-hmm. And his choices are, I want, and it's A, to break free. B, I want to ride my bicycle. C, I want it all. And D, I want to make a supersonic man out of you.
Okay.
I like that.
Pretty solid. I'm with you.
And then the last one is Jason Chambers. He says, David Blaine took it one step too far when he made both legs and hope disappear at the same time. That's a picture of a kid with no fucking legs.
Going to hell, man.
Drawing his legs.
Going to hell. I cannot vote for that because I don't want to be with him when he goes to hell. I cannot go for that. Oh, my Lord. That's the worst. That
is I laughed so hard. It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's the worst.
Oh, that's got my
voice. Sir, you need to go to church or something.
I don't know what that is.
Say some Hail Marys or something. My Lord. Okay, I'm going to go with the first one. I like the fun bags. Let's keep it light, man. Let's keep it light.
I'm trying to. I'm keeping it about like 30 pounds lighter.
It has a weird vibe at this moment because of no legs.
Is that what you're saying? I didn't say that. Yeah. You said it.
But I know what you're thinking.
Hey.
How much do legs weigh?
Mm-hmm, probably about 15 pounds each.
Yeah.
About 30 pounds.
Depends on the leg, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Donald J. Turd on Twitter. He says, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. That stupid 12-6 elbow rule is utter bullshit. It's too dangerous a strike to the shoulder. What the fuck? How do we get this removed from unified rules?
Well, John Jones only, you know, what do you call that?
Yeah, you took a loss.
12-6 elbow. So we didn't like it then. We don't like it now. I don't know why it's in there.
It's stupid. I thought they were meeting to go over rules tomorrow again.
Oh, really? They're going to remove that?
I thought
that?
So. Doubtful. I doubt it.
Probably add more things in.
They're so hard to, fast to put things on and slow to remove.
Yes.
Oh, I left the clock up there. Sorry.
Did I look at it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, that was the first
You're
time.
Good. Jared Christian asked, he said, UFC on Fox 30 had the lowest ratings in the history of the series. What can be done to stop the backslide?
I'm thinking if they let the fighters have sponsors, if they stop being fucktards and actually like put on good cards, those are two important things. Number three, bring back Brock Lesnar, Jon Jones, Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey, Cyborg. Should I go on?
Tournaments, pride rules.
Yes.
One night tournament on an airship. Or,
airship. Is it Marvel?
We're going to fly. We're going up in the air now.
Avengers, what's that plane thing called?
Sure. Yeah. Drone. I don't know. Something like that. Follow-up from Jaron Christensen. He said, you could pick 8 fighters in their prime and put them in an open weight tournament. Who would you have in it? I wrote my list.
Fedor.
Brock Lesnar. Mighty Mouse. Conor McGregor. Chuck Liddell. GSP. Anderson Silva. John Jones. I don't know if I want John in there because that's kind of a wild card. Alternate, Wanderlei Silva.
In their prime.
Daniel Cormier. I like Cormier as an alternate always. Is he going to come in and sneak it at the end? But I want some smaller guys because you have the Conor McGregor and you have the Mighty Mouse in there.
In their
so
prime?
They have to fuck it and fight these giants.
USP. What about you? You got a good list there. Can't think of anybody else. Probably a solid list.
Might even throw Cyborg in.
Ronda Rousey in her prime.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have her and Cyborg go at it first.
Okay.
See what happens. And then winner gets to face Mighty Mouse.
Okay.
Mighty Mouse gets a bye first round. And we have a lady beat his ass.
Perfect.
Stephen Paul Ince asks, even though you both said you don't think Till can beat Woodley, do you want him to become the welterweight champion?
Anybody except Woodley.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll be rooting against Woodley. I think I may have found a fighter that I dislike more than John Jones. I don't like his attitude.
Oh, that's right. You're racist. I forgot about
no,
that. Yeah, you don't like the black man.
I don't like his attitude.
Yeah, I agree. I hear you.
Do not like his attitude.
But I don't like Darren Till getting a title shot after missing weight.
Good point.
And again, fighting in the wrong weight class, just move up. Who had the hardest punch? Chuck Liddell, Dan Henderson, or Anthony Rumble Johnson?
I mean, that overhand right thing from Dan Henderson is pretty freaking... I don't know on a hardness level how hard that is, but I just remember he pretty much, knocked Michael Bisping into the next century.
Yeah, he knocked him off the planet or through the planet. And then,
forearm shiver.
Then makes that his logo.
Which is the coolest thing ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
he almost did it to him again in that title fight.
If
he landed it, it just didn't have quite the same TRT power that it had the first
time. Yeah. If anybody's ever been like as close to a superhero, it's Dan Henderson in that fight. Like, he just looked like Captain America.
44.
Yeah.
In his 40s the first time. No, Henderson's hard, but I got to think Anthony Rumble Johnson hits harder just because of the pure size factor of the man.
Yeah.
And especially if he hit you now, I think he's like 295. You see how big he is?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't even know.
I don't want to be part of that.
No. Let's see. Are there any fighters you think will be the next big star of the UFC? I like this Israel Adesanya.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're talking about having him fighting Derek Brunson coming up. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast I forgot to talk about. He's really intelligent.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's the style bender or whatever his nickname is, but pretty good use of distance. People calling him like a young Anderson Silva. He's like somewhere between Anderson Silva and John Jones, the combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could see that guy. But it even depends because... if a wrestler puts him on his back, how is he going to handle it? Like a solid wrestler. That's what remains to be seen.
I got to go with Curtis Blaydes at heavyweight.
Oof, I don't see that.
I think that he's in that point in his career where he's either going to shine and become the champ or he's going to wither away and disappear into nothing. He has a lot of potential. If you remember, he trained with Comprito for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And the one thing Comprito would always say is, like, that motherfucker is strong. Like, ridiculously strong.
The one question I have, does he have the personality?
That was the one thing
that's the thing.
I was always in question is his work ethic and if he's true, like, championship material because of that. I don't know that he has the best mindset.
Like, if he had Derek Lewis personality.
Right. That'd be solid.
Yes.
Or Conor McGregor. Even John Jones. Polarizing. Yeah, he's kind of like...
He's kind of like a Stipe Miocic.
Yeah, a little bit. What's up with all the heavyweights being kind of just, meh?
Well, Derek Lewis has got it. I'm trying to think who else. I like Mark Hunt when he used to give those one-word answers in the interviews.
Yeah. How do you feel? You just did this, how do you feel? Good.
They're like waiting.
That's it?
Okay. Well,
yep. Or he has like one-word answers.
Yeah.
A walk-off KO.
If you had to cut out a weight class so all the fighters moved up or down, would you cut welterweight, middleweight, or light heavyweight, and why?
I would cut. I would say middleweight, probably.
Why?
Because it sounds fun. I have no. I think light heavyweight's got to stay. I think that's a good weight, and then you got heavyweight, but middleweight. Yeah, I don't know. Hard to say. You know what? Fuck this question. I would cut anybody under 155. Seriously. I don't want to. 155 and up is all I get. Below that, fuck off. Just gain some weight. Eat some weight gainer. Eat some bananas and potatoes. Come to the full-size men division.
I would cut light heavyweight because it's the weakest weight class right now. And I force everybody up.
The heavyweight?
Because heavyweight is weak as fuck too, but probably the second weakest weight class. Now, Rico Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, Nuts Rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather spend a year as a cop or a teacher in an inner city neighborhood?
Teacher.
Why?
I think it'd be more, I'm about positivity. I don't want to be the guy like busting people and shooting people. I would like to educate the youth.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. Yeah. I like to educate and teach them bad things. Like Eric Cartman, when he was a teacher,
he says,
"How do I get through to these kids?" Is teaching in the inner city,
okay?
Teaching them how to cheat so they can pass the exams.
Ah, that's important.
That's right.
Those exams.
Would you rather babysit a crying infant for a day, or have an unwanted house guest for a week?
The infant.
Just choke that fucker out, right?
Nah. I've been there and done that. I know what to do with that. No, thank you. I'll take a day over a week. Day.
Yeah, I'll choke that kid out. Would you rather be a character in an action-packed thriller, a choke that little fucker,
or a
romantic comedy? What?
Nothing. Carry on. What was the question?
Would you rather be a character in an action-packed thriller or a romantic comedy?
Ooh. The question is, do I get the girl in the romantic comedy?
Depends. It could be a gay comedy. Your case, probably.
If it's a gay comedy, I'm in.
Otherwise, super gay.
Yes. I'll take the rom-com.
Interracial.
I'll take the rom-com.
It's you and John Jones and Tyron Woodley and some weird three-way. It's three men and a little lady or something.
Three men and a little lady?
Yeah.
Like Paige Van Zandt?
Yeah, we're going to reboot that fucker. And no, it's not Paige Van Zandt. It's like a little person.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk?
No, like a little person.
Like a midget?
Yeah, like one of them.
And we all fall in love with her?
You guys think you are, but you're all in love with each other.
Oh!
It's a gay comedy.
And then we're roommates, but we end up all getting married at the end.
Right.
And we have adopted babies from China.
Okay. That you had to pay $20,000
yes,
for.
Exactly. And then John Jones will breastfeed.
What do you think? On you.
Okay, as long as he squirts his milk into my face, I'll be all set.
I'll go with the action pack thriller.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 12.
Okay, here we go.
We start with Amber Heard.
Who's that?
That looked naked right there. Okay.
Who's Amber Heard?
I don't know. I like it.
Have you heard of Amber Heard?
Blake Lively. I thought that was a guy. Eh. And Kate Beckinsale.
Man, this is tough. Can you scroll back up again? I'm going to have to refuse all of them, Matt.
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised?
You want to be in your gay romantic comedy whatever it is.
There is someone I would like to fuck, marry, kill, but not those three. Let me see.
It's a lot of work for you.
I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to marry Kate Beckinsale. I'm going to bang Blake Blake Lively is a volleyball player, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to bang her, and I'll kill the first one.
All right.
Whoever that is.
I'll fuck the first one, kill the second one, marry the third one.
Rodrigo, you got to step up your game. You know what we like? These women are way too skinny. This is hard to pick from.
That's true.
Come on, man.
You got any knowledge for this week?
Knowledge? I had something in my brain. Do you have knowledge?
I do. I got a phone friend here.
I should have wrote it down.
This is McDonald's issues at the McDonald's that comes up here.
Your way right
see this one?
Yeah. Oh!
The titty gets thrown out here.
Is that a man?
No, these are two ladies going at it.
That woman in the white looks like a bruiser, dude.
Titty flapping around.
Oh, damn. What are they fighting about?
Yeah, I guess this lady disrespected her mama.
Crazy, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, now she's
more,
in titty.
More titty.
Help.
Grab her again.
Look at how she just manhandles this chick. You better respect her, mama.
Okay. That woman in the white shirt, scary. She'd probably kill me.
It's about tree fitty.
Yeah. You know what I would do, though? She's not smart.
What?
You want to fight somebody that big? You have to outrun them first. Tire them out.
Yeah. Do a couple laps around.
Let them chase you. And then when they're breathing heavy, then you attack.
She could just leg kick that bitch once. Chop her down. Chop.
Push kick. You gotta let them
win. I think you're bouncing off on a push kick on that one.
You gotta win. Let them win themselves out.
Chop that bitch down. I think one good leg kick, and she's fucking crumping.
Probably. Or the knee.
Crumpling. Yeah, yeah. The oblique kick to the knee, John Jones style. Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on there.
And you know,
there's no ice in the fucking pop machine or something.
What it is, it's humanity just taking a nosedive.
It's all good.
Throw it down?
Yeah, probably. Probably for the best. Out of control. We're off next week, as you can see. We're already in off mode.
Yes. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.